Hi, is Cindy in, please?
Speak in.
Hi, Cindy. My name's Edward. I'm in the underwriting department. I work with Zach here at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Long day, to be honest. Is now an okay time?
No, it's fine. I'm actually sitting in my office right now. I'm not on the cutting floor right now.
Okay. So I wanted to go over your loan application and kind of go through a few basic options here. So the first thing I want to understand is really what your needs are on both equipment and working capital, because we have two loans we offer to customers. One is equipment. One is equipment. Yep. One is equipment. One is cash. So what are your what are you looking for right now?
All right, this is what I'm looking to do. Okay, I'm looking to take that people's loan that I had, and I'm trying to do a consolidation of the loans and buy equipment. Like, I need cutting stylish chairs, like 12.
Okay.
And I need some chairs for my sink area, which is 3.
How much debt are you looking to pay off?
So it would basically, what I'm trying to move is just like probably like $11,000, because the original face amount on that other loan was, you know, from when that loan, I think, was the original was at $15,000 and now it's $8,000. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to consolidate the loans.
Okay.
So consolidate.
And are those two lenders? Because I see that you had a loan with Swift. Is that correct?
Yeah, I only owe them $1,000. So actually, I want to get rid of them because they are, I'll tell you what they are. They are cash advance. So the way they work is they pull out money by the week. It's not by the month. They do it by the week.
Okay.
So I probably won't use them anymore because that is not what I was looking to do. But, I mean, that original amount of that was $3,000. I called them yesterday. They said I owe $1,000. So the way they pull it out will probably be gone in 2 months, though.
And who else do you owe money to?
Huh?
And what other companies do you owe money to?
So I just have a regular credit card, you know, for buying supplies, which I think is, not sure if that's with Chase. I think it might be with Chase. And that's about it.
Okay. So what Bank of Cardiff, I think there's something that maybe something that's kind of lost in what the products we provide. We provide cash loans, which are unsecured cash loans for business owners, usually for growth or remodeling for a definite need. We also offer equipment financing. Our loans, our business loans, are not meant to pay off credit card debt. Now, they go under business credit, but they're not here to, like, refinance credit card debt. There's really no advantage to do that. From what I understand, and maybe I was mistaken, that you were trying to remodel your store. Is that incorrect?
Yes, and I'm in the process of doing that also, but in the process of doing that. So you said, so cash advance. So the cash advance would work, or it's not cash advance, or it is.
It's a loan. It's not a cash advance. It's a loan.
It's a loan. So what I was trying to do was get enough loan money to do what I need to do, like replace my styling chairs in here.
Well, let me see if I can kind of separate it out. With your remodel, how much is construction cost and how much is actually for chairs and equipment?
I would probably say around $4,000.
$4,000 represents what?
For the equipment, about $4,000 for the equipment.
Okay. All right. And then how much is the remodel?
So the remodel is, well, I'm not looking to, like, break walls down or anything. Like, basically what I'm trying to do is just, like, so I've done a lot already. So I pulled the carpet out and we put down a laminate floor. We've painted.
How much did that, how much have you spent already?
So far I think I spent to do all that around maybe like $3,000. That, you know, that I kind of just, I didn't use loan money to do that.
Okay.
I had to use my own money to do that.
Okay.
So that remodel was kind of, so it's basically what I'm looking for is equipment and enough of a line of a credit to move some of that, that debt that's on there right now, like that people's bank loan. I was trying to move that. I'm not sure.
Well, why are you trying to refinance your bank loans?
Because that's on the original face amount, which was at $15,000. So I think that loan is down to $8,000. So if I got another loan, like they're not going to be pulling out of the business what they're pulling out now because the face amount on that loan is not as high as it was when I took
what,
it.
What loan is that? What loan is that? What is the lender behind that loan?
People's Bank.
And what are you currently paying them?
So they're taking out $769.45 a month. So on the face amount that's on there now, I think what's owed to them has got to be around $8,000 now. So if I redo that, they're not going to be pulling out that much money. That's probably going to be cut in half.
Okay. So, and is that a personal loan?
That was not... My sister's away. She did that loan, but I don't think that was a personal loan, no.
Okay.
It was just a business loan.
Okay. So I think I understand what you're trying to walk through, and I was hoping you could grab a pen and paper and make some notes, because I want to walk you through what
sure.
we have available, what we offer.
Okay, let me get a pen and paper. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
And as I understand it, to go over the credit, we do have one credit report that has a very recent bankruptcy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be my partner.
Okay. And just, you know, we're not here
she
to beat up anyone.
She went through a bad divorce, so that's
gone. And, you know, we're not here to beat up anyone. I will let you know for business loans, traditionally,
okay.
if there's a bankruptcy within 2 years, options are oftentimes very, very limited. Bank of Cardiff
okay.
is a little unique in our approach that we will make exceptions for that because
okay.
we want to get the relationship started. So let me kind of tell you what we do, and we can take it from there.
Okay.
We offer working capital loans, which are unsecured cash loans. Now, your current loan to Swift that was for $1,000, what is your weekly,
yeah.
what that you borrowed $3,000 on, what was your weekly payment?
So they're pulling out $143.63 a week.
And do you know how many, you know, what your repayment was on that loan?
So I took it out for $3,000, so... Oh, you mean with the rate and everything? I don't
yeah.
know.
Do you know
no,
how many weeks it was on her?
I mean, if I pull my checkbook out, I would be able to tell you. Because they really don't send me anything. They just pull it right out of the checking account. So you got to figure if they're pulling out $143 a week, and it was for $3,000.
Well, how many weeks was it done over?
I don't think they told me how many weeks. They said they would just pull it out every week until it was paid.
Well, you have to pay interest, so I'm trying to see an idea of how they underwrote your loan.
Oh, you want to know what the interest was that was
Well, I
want to
know what,
it.
Yeah, your loan contract was.
Hold on. I think I have that in here. I said, oh, good thing I'm in the office today, because if I didn't have this bag, I wouldn't be able to answer any of these questions. Let me see. So, Swift Capital, here we are. Okay, let me see. I'm looking over the paperwork now, because if I find all this, I had to do this on
It's probably on your first page of your documents.
All right, so the first page of my documents. It doesn't say. It just has the name of the business, People's United, the routing, the account number.
Does it say, like, purchased amount or purchase percentage or anything? There's got to be.
No, hold on. Miscellaneous. Hold on. Okay, here we go. It's on the last page. So it says percentage is at 10%. Looks like it's 10%.
I'm sorry?
10%.
Well, what's your payback amount?
The payback amount says, all right, initial maximum total purchase price, it says $1,500. Initial pre-approval amount was...
Can you do me a favor? I get access to Zach's email. Would you be able to forward it to them so I could look at it right now with you to see how it works?
I don't have a computer here to forward this to.
Oh, okay.
Or a fax machine. I don't have. Let me just see if I put it. Let me see if I wrote it in the note. What she said, how it worked. Like, I really didn't understand the way this works.
Yeah, like loan amount, all that kind of stuff.
I tell you, it doesn't really say anything. The only page that has is the last page is one. Total purchase price.
So what's the purchase price?
Well, the purchase price is $1,500.
Is this for $1,000 or for $3,000?
It was for $3,000 I took out. Yeah. There's like three people up there. All right, I'm on a phone call. I'm trying to see if I see anything else on here, but I really don't. And this doesn't even really look like a contract to me. This just looks like papers that I signed.
It's not your original. It's not your final contract, you think?
No.
Are you sure they gave you $1,000 or $3,000, or do you think they only gave you $1,000?
No, it was $3,000 I took. I remember it was $3,000.
All right, so I mean, can you walk me through what it says on the first page of your documents?
Doesn't really say anything. It says the title, Chief Credit Officer. There's a date.
Okay.
And then there's the business, you know, what to draw off of, the account number, the routing number. I don't know. I don't really think this don't look like a contract. I mean, it's just whatever papers I signed with them over the internet that I had to keep sending back and forth.
Okay. So I think the first and most important step is to understand how your current loan works to make sure Bank of Cardiff can assist you. Can you reach out to SWIFT or your rep or figure out kind of how your loan works? Because we have to get a clear understanding of what's very important is how much you borrowed, which in this case is $3,000, and how this loan is repaid and what the terms are.
I have to call them tomorrow. You probably can't do that right now.
Okay, because you said the paper you have doesn't reference interest rate, it doesn't reference payment amount, it doesn't reference anything, right?
Yeah, no, when I call them and ask them how it works, like, I just don't understand the way that it works either. Like, it's a cash advance is what it is.
Okay, but that still doesn't make sense of how much you're paying back. You're saying, you know,
well, 140... I guess it was 10% on the $3,000.
I don't know. I mean, is there anywhere clear we can document that?
Yeah, that's what it says on here, because when I called and asked them, that's what she said. It was 10% on $3,000.
Well, 10% is what?
So. I don't know, it looked like $300 on the $3,000 that I paid back.
What does it say on the document you have? It says 10% of what?
So 10% of... Looks like 10% of the $3,000.
Well, but when it says 10%, what is the verbiage? What does it say?
The maximum percentage of solid future receivables the business would remit to purchaser if the business has initial pre-approval amount. Like I said,
no, that's not an interest rate. Future receivables is basically how much you'd be remitting each month. That's not a rate. So I think what
all right,
needs
so
to
happen. I don't have any of that information that.
Yeah, let's do that. Can you touch base with Zach tomorrow? Can you reach out to them and find out, you know, what your payment is? Obviously, it's 143, but how many more payments you have and what your total payback is?
You want to know what the total payback is? For
yeah,
that,
and like the terms. Yeah, how many months is this done over? You know, or how many weeks? What is the total payback? Things of that nature. When you're generally referencing payback future receivables, what that generally references is the maximum amount you could remit per month, from what my understanding is. But
okay, but do you want to tell me how yours works? Is that what we're, like, how does yours
no,
work?
No, I need that to figure out if a refinance would work for you or an additional loan. That's the most important step. And once you can get that to Zach, then I can give you some general options. But
all right, so you want me to find out from Swiss Capital what the term
yeah, I think you should absolutely
week,
know your
term
loan
of the week.
Yes.
And what the percentage rate is?
Well, yeah, what's your payback? Were there any fees, anything of that nature? Like, I'm borrowing X and I'm paying back Y. What am I paying to borrow this money back?
Okay.
And then the last question for you is, why did you borrow the money for Swift? Was it a short-term cash flow need? Was there an immediate thing you needed to do?
No, it was something that came in the mail that I just, you know, just chose them out of, like, 50 other pieces of mail that I have. Like, I just kicked them. I don't know why.
No, but, I mean, what were the funds used for?
It was a working capital, but that's not really what I wanted it for. Like, I didn't want cash advance. Like, so that's a cash advance loan. So that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for a working capital loan.
We have
those. In case the business comes up short, you know, you could, you know, float a line of credit. Like, basically, that's what I'm looking for to do.
That's what we provide. We provide loans, not cash advances.
Okay, so that's what I'm looking to do. So that's clarified. Like, I wasn't looking. So what I got from Swiss Capital is not what I was looking to do. And basically, I'm just going to pay that last $1,000 off, and I don't want to use them again because that's not what I was looking to do.
Okay.
Okay. So I really don't even want to go off this loan that I have with them because once I pay that, I'm not using them anymore. Because that's not what I, you know, that's not what I intended to do. The way that, you know, the way they do it is not the way. It's not going to work for me. That's not what I want it to do.
Okay, yeah. Give Mr. Miller a call back once you can get that information, and I'll touch base with you tomorrow and go over loan approval options.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I will call Zach tomorrow, okay?
Thank
All
you.
Right. All bye-bye. Right. Bye-bye.